For the last several years, school boards have been at the center of the culture wars, and on April 2nd, voters will be electing new school board members across the state. In a new story on WPR.org, Corinne Hess looked at how these issues have played out, especially in suburban Milwaukee. And she joins us now to talk about her reporting. Corinne, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
First, let's start with some context, a little bit of background. What happened in Wisconsin school board elections last time around? That'd be in 2022, right?
Right. There was a lot of frustration coming out of COVID, and people were feeling different ways. So some parents were really happy with how schools handled it. Others didn't like it. Parents wanted their kids back in school. They didn't want their kids masked, and they didn't want vaccine mandates. So then we saw these school board candidates come out who kind of matched these same ideals, and they were elected. So then as COVID restrictions receded, we saw many of these school board candidates pick up other controversial issues like banning books or LGBTQ priorities. So that's where we're at now.
One of the things that you wrote about was the resignation of the school superintendent in Cudahy. Was there any friction there between the school board and the administrators?
So in January, the school board superintendent, Tina Owen Moore, wrote a two-page letter that kind of itemized her reasons for resigning. And the example there is pretty extreme. You know, she talked about how the school board had made it so that they weren't able to address things like bullying or other big issues because of the politics there. But I do think that it illustrates some of the tensions that have arisen in many of the school districts. Across southeastern Wisconsin, we have seen just all of this friction over, like I said, banning books, LGBTQ policies. And these school boards are technically nonpartisan, but political parties have gotten involved. Even though these people run as nonpartisan, they really are taking up partisan issues.
What kind of effect does that have across these school board landscapes? Because like you said, these are races that are typically nonpartisan, but like so many other things lately, it's really hard to be nonpartisan in today's day and age. What's that effect having on the school systems?
Well, it's made it really polarized. I spoke to Michael Ford. He's a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh who studies school board races. And he says that one of the reasons these culture war issues are so prominent is because political parties are more involved. Here he is talking about why he thinks that in the upcoming elections on April 2nd, it's going to be partisan again.
The previous election, like it went from COVID to critical race theory to parental rights, and it's not totally coherent, but it is a culture message. I think that message is still very much there.
All right. So like we said, these are typically nonpartisan races. They're also very local, so we don't have any political polling to show us how voters are feeling about these races. That's where we rely on someone like you who's doing a lot of work and sourcing. So what are your sources telling you about how voters are feeling this time around?
Well, as you heard, Michael Ford believes that voters are still feeling connected to these culture war issues. But in talking to some other sources, they believe that at the top of voters' minds will also be some of these referenda issues. You know, statewide, there are more than 90 referendums on the ballot. Milwaukee has the big one, $252 million. So that will also affect how voters are thinking. You know, school boards and school districts are all thinking about financial issues. They've got to make tough choices. So I do think some voters will be thinking about that more than the culture war issues. So I guess, you know, it's up to them kind of to decide where their priorities are, if it's with the more culture war type issues or more of the finances.
Something we'll definitely be looking for in the data when it all comes out after the elections across the state. Corinne Hess following it for us. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.